Sadly, we are surrounded by sacraments. John Mushen wrote a book a number of years ago entitled Wrestling with Luther, An Introduction to the Study of His Thought. He seeks to explain Luther's view of Christ's real presence in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper by contrasting Luther with the medieval Roman Catholic view. Luther followed old Augustine in understanding the sacrament as a visible word. Baptism and the Lord's Supper speak. And what they have to say is no different than what we hear whenever God's word is preached. According to Lushen, this is somewhat different from the medieval Roman Catholic understanding. Lushen says that in that old Roman view, at the Lord's Supper, the word spoken by the priest makes present the one who was absent. In Luther's view, the word reveals the one who is already present, always present, though hidden. Then the righteous will answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty? And the king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least, you did it to me. 16th century Christians argued about the number of the sacraments. Are there seven? Are there two? Or three? In today's gospel, Matthew suggests that the number of the sacraments is equal to the number of people who are broken by poverty and war and human trafficking and crime and punishment and hunger and thirst, all who are marked by cultural taboos and stigmas. Sadly, we are surrounded by sacraments. This parable of the Last Judgment is the summary of Jesus' teaching in the Gospel of Matthew, all of it. In it, Jesus announces that he himself is the standard of judgment as well as the judge. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Wherever two or three are gathered in his name, Jesus is present in their midst as we live out the Great Commission, baptizing people into discipleship and teaching one another to observe all that Christ commands. Jesus has promised to be with us when we grow weary, carrying heavy burdens. Jesus' presence promises to give us rest. Lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. But in today's gospel, Jesus announces that the very godness of God, the very godness of God is fully identified with the poor and outcast and oppressed. This is a harsh text. At its conclusion, there is a separation. Some sent away to eternal punishment, others into blessedness. And perhaps you may wonder, how could a loving God do this? Save some, not others. Will God finally save all or only some? But today's gospel suggests that there is a more pressing question. Jesus announces that he is encountered in every person who suffers. The pressing question is, how will we respond to the universal presence of Christ in the poor and broken? Serving Jesus in those who suffer is no longer an option for us. It is faith. It is also grace. You see, God is not a God who is far off. We need not wonder where to look for God. Wherever justice cries out, there we find Christ waiting to welcome us to the struggle, for struggle it is. Amartya Sen is a political philosopher who teaches at Harvard. Sen tells a parable that draws us into one key aspect of the struggle. Three children bring a dispute to you, to settle, asking you to decide which of the three children should get a flute over which they are quarreling. The first child says the flute should be hers, because she is the only one of the three who can actually play it. The second child says the flute should be hers because she made it, laboring over it many hours and lavishing it with care. The third child says the flute should be his because he is so desperately poor that he will never have enough money to purchase a flute. So, how do you decide? How do you decide which child should get the flute, and on what basis? This question, says Amartya Sen, is at the heart of our struggle. We yearn for justice without knowing exactly what it is. That yearning, deep within our bones, is Christ's voice calling us into the struggle, promising to be with us, promising to be found within the struggle. This yearning, this struggle, is all of the kingdom of God we can know on this side of the consummation. But it is enough. In Christ's name, Amen.